Welcome to Lecture 2. We're going to continue our discussion of Chapter 100, starting with the material on a petition for access. We begin with the material on a petition for access. If a patent application is not available to the public, any member of the public may file a petition for access. The petition must include the required fee and an explanation of the reasons for requesting access. The petition must be served on the applicant, attorney or agent of record, or an assignee of record. The petition must be filed in duplicate. For example, a business owner may file a petition for access where the applicant used the application to interfere with his or her business or customers. The next section has been covered earlier, and it allows the public to access the file of an unpublished pending application whose benefit is claimed in a patent, SIR, or a patent application publication upon written request and payment of the fee for this service. The next section reviews a power to inspect an application. The applicant, an attorney or agent of record, an assignee of record, or an attorney or agent named in the papers before the filing of an oath or declaration, may provide written authority for any party to access a patent application. This may happen where the inventors want to allow a potential assignee to inspect the application that was filed in the USPTO or documents relating to the prosecution. The next section states that the USPTO will not communicate with a suspended or excluded practitioner in any application unless the practitioner is the applicant. The next section involves an assignee who owns the application. An assignee of the entire interest may intervene in the prosecution to the exclusion of the inventor or inventors. Such intervention does not exclude the applicant from access to the application unless the assignee makes a specific request to that effect. The next part reviews confidentiality of international applications. If an international application has been filed in the USPTO and has been published and designates the U.S. as one of the countries where a patent is desired, the public may obtain copies of the application file upon written request and payment of a fee. The next section reviews secrecy orders. Some patent applications are reviewed by one of a number of government agencies who may determine that the material involves national security. If that is the case, the USPTO issues a secrecy order. The order applies to all the principals involved in the patent application. Once a secrecy order is issued, the application is prosecuted up to the point where the applicant appeals the case by filing a notice of appeal, or the USPTO issues a notice that the application is in a condition for allowance, although a patent will not issue until the secrecy order is removed. If the applicant believes that the secrecy order would be ineffectual, such as where the information is in the public domain already, the applicant may file a petition to remove or modify the secrecy order. If, for some reason, the subject matter is revealed to a U.S. citizen, the principals must notify the person or persons of the secrecy order and the penalties for improper disclosure. If the subject matter was disclosed to a foreigner, the principals must promptly notify the USPTO. A secrecy order remains in effect for 1 year, and it can be renewed indefinitely in 1 year increments. The next section involves foreign filing licenses. In some cases, an applicant must have a foreign filing license to file a patent application in a foreign country. When an applicant files a patent application on an invention, the USPTO issues a filing receipt in about 6 to 8 weeks. The filing receipt may indicate that foreign filing license granted. At this point, the applicant may file in any foreign country. One exception to the requirement for a foreign filing license is for the inventions made outside of the U.S. If this is the case, or if the filing receipt includes the statement, foreign filing license granted, then the applicant may proceed with any desired foreign filings. Additionally, if the applicant filed a U.S. application and no secrecy order has issued within 6 months, on or after 6 months from the filing date, no foreign filing license is required. At that point, the applicant may proceed to file applications in any foreign countries. If none of the above exceptions apply, such as where the inventor has not filed a U.S. application on an invention made in the U.S., the inventor may file a petition for a foreign filing license. The petition must include the petition, a petition fee, and a description of the invention that the applicant wants to patent abroad. The applicant would also have to file a petition if the applicant received a filing receipt without the foreign filing license granted, and it is before 6 months from the filing date. If a foreign filing takes place at a time when a license is required, the applicant may file a petition for a retroactive license. A petition requires a petition fee and a verified statement listing the countries and filing dates where foreign filings took place, a statement that no secrecy order has issued, a showing that the license was diligently sought, and an explanation of why the foreign filing was through error and without deceptive intent.